Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, standing in the gap with us and servant of God, Brother Juniper. And his story begins now. The servant of God, Juniper, he's best known as Brother Juniper, the renowned jester of the Lord, and was one of the original followers of St. Francis of Assisi. In 1210, he was received into the Order of Friars Minor by St. Francis himself. And he would say of Brother Juniper, he would say, "Would to God, my brothers, that I had a whole force of such junipers." And St. Francis would use this as a pun. And he sent him places all over the place. He sent him everywhere. When St. Clara of Assisi was dying, Brother Juniper consoled her. And so he was a friend of St. Francis. And wherever he went, the devils could not endure the purity of Brother Juniper's innocence and his profound humility. As appears, a certain demoniac one day fled in an unaccompanied manner, in an unaccustomed manner, and through devious paths, 7 miles from his home, when his parents, who had followed him in great distress of mind, at last overtook him, and they asked him why he had fled in this strange way. And the demoniac answered, "Because that fool Juniper was coming this way. I could not endure his presence, and therefore, rather than wait his coming, I fled away through these woods." Wow. And on inquiring into the truth of these words, they found that Brother Juniper had indeed arrived at the time the devil had said. Therefore, when demoniacs had brought St. Francis to be healed, if the evil spirit did not immediately depart at his command, he would say, "Unless you do instantly leave this creature, I will bring Brother Juniper to you." And then the devil, fearing the presence of Brother Juniper and being unable to endure the virtue and humility of St. Francis, would forthwith depart. And another time, the devil, desiring to terrify Brother Juniper and to raise up scandal and tribulation against him, took himself to a most cruel tyrant named Nicholas, who was then at war, and said to him, "The devil said to this warlord, 'My lord, take heed to watch your castle well, for a vile traitor will come here shortly to kill you and set fire to your castle. And by this sign, you shall know him. He will come in the guise of a poor beggar, and with his clothes all tattered and patched, and a torn hood falling on his shoulders, and he will carry with him an owl, wherefore to kill you, and a flint and steel, wherefore to set fire to your castle. And if you find not my word to be true, punish me as you will. And say, at these words, Nicholas was seized with great terror, believing the speaker to be a person worthy of credit. And he commanded a strict watch to be kept, and that if such a person would present himself, he should be brought before him. And presently, Brother Juniper arrived alone, for because of his great perfection, he was allowed to travel without a companion as he pleased. And Brother Juniper was so full of pity and compassion for the poor that when he saw anyone poor or naked, he immediately took off his tunic or the hood of his cloak and gave it to them. And the guardian therefore laid an obedience upon him not to give away his tunic or any part of his habit. A few days afterwards, a poor half-naked man asked for an alms of Brother Juniper for the love of God, who answered him with great compassion. And he said, I have nothing which I could give you but my tunic, and my superior has laid me under obedience not to give it, nor any part of my habit, to anyone, but if you take it off my back, I will not resist you. He did not speak to a deaf man, for the beggar stripped him of his tunic and went off with it. And when Brother Juniper returned home and was asked what had become of his tunic, he replied, a good man took it off my back and went away with it. And as the virtue of compassion increased in him, he was not contented with giving his tunic, but would give books or clocks or whatever he could lay his hands on to the poor. And for this reason, the brethren took care to leave nothing in the common areas of the convent, because Brother Juniper gave away everything for the love of God and to the glory of his name. So everybody had to watch their stuff. And Francis sent him to establish places for the friars. And when St. Clair was dying, Juniper consoled her. And he was devoted to the passion of Jesus. And he was known for his simplicity. And as Brother Juniper was one day hearing Mass with a great devotion, he fell into an ecstasy, and so continued for a long space of time. And when he came to himself, he said with great fervor of spirit to the other friars, O my brethren, who is there in this world so noble that he would disdain to carry a basket of mud all the world over, to the hope of obtaining a house full of gold? And then he added, alas, why will we not endure a little shame to obtain life eternal? And several stories about Juniper is found in a writing called The Little Flowers of St. Francis that illustrates his generosity. Once Juniper was taking care of a sick man who had a craving to eat pig feet. This helpful friar went to a nearby field, captured a pig, and cut off one foot, and then served this meal to the sick man. And the owner of the pig was furious and immediately went to Juniper's superior. And when Juniper saw his mistake, he apologized profusely. He also ended up talking this angry man into donating the rest of the pig to the friars. Another time, Juniper had been commanded to quit giving part of his clothing to the half-naked people he met on the road. And desiring to obey his superior, Juniper once told a man in need that he couldn't give the man his tunic, but he wouldn't prevent the man from taking it either. In time, the friars learned not to leave anything lying around, for Juniper would probably give it away. And Brother Juniper died in 1258 and is buried in Rome, in a church in Rome. And he was never formally beatified, but he's Brother. And we pray for all our priests today, because no telling how many Brother Junipers are out there in the waiting to hear the Word of God and to come to know our Lord and to become His follower. So we pray for our priests. We pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And joy is the return of prodigals and family members. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them, Lord, to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in the and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grant our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Holy Spirit upon them as they serve your church. And give them eyes, Lord, to see the needs of your people. And give them a discerning mind to know your truth. Excuse me. And give them a generous spirit when they are tired but needed. And give them peace of mind in obedience and service. And give our deacons health of body so they may serve with strength. And give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them when they question themselves in their ministry, Lord. And make their hearts like yours, so they may love your people. Amen. Excuse me. And we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel afraid, and wisdom when they feel foolish. Comfort them when they're alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they are in turmoil. And Lord, fill your church with courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars. And grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord, open their mouths to bless your holy name. And cleanse their heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will that they may serve worthily at your holy altar. To hold fast to the motto, the altar server motto, all for the honor and glory of God. So we pray for our altar servers. And we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus, and by your help may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Brother Juniper and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony, all you saints and angels in heaven above. Pray for our children, pray for our families. Thank you, Lord, for being our children and grandchildren's keeper. You are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are the God of my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we pray for the end of abortion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Lord, you lift us up. You raise us up.
And be
Lord, we lift up to you the prodigals. We pray for those who have left your church, who don't practice their Catholic faith. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and our nurses, hospital nurses, and doctors, and the sick there in the hospitals. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all, with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in Universal Church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And remember, O most pious Virgin Mary, that no one ever had recourse to you, implored your help, or sought your meditation without obtaining relief. Confided then on your goodness and mercy, I cast myself at your sacred feet. And do most humbly supplicate to you, O Mother, the Eternal Word, to adopt me as your child and take upon yourself the care of my eternal salvation. Oh, let it not be said, my dearest Mother, that I have perished where no one ever found but grace and eternal salvation. Pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to new birth. To birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let your perpetual light shine upon them now and forever. Amen. May Almighty God bless us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now as they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those who he has chosen, in which he would never let them go. They are safe and secure. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. And lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Perfect.
we encourage you to go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, the body, blood, and soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in Holy Communion in the Catholic, in the Mass. Go to Mass and receive the sacraments in the state of grace. And go to confession. Frequent the sacraments. Stay clean in the Lord. And if there's any obstacles that's preventing you from growing closer to the Lord, let it go. Entering the gap tomorrow. And so, Blessed Mary Angela Truskowska will be entering the gap tomorrow. And what a great blessing the saints of God are in the Catholic Hall of Fame. We will close with this. Oh.
afraid and it pleases the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing
close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.